To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons on what I've dubbed a fun festive Friday. That is why I have my Grinch hoodie on. Fitzy has his winter cap on because apparently the oil delivery didn't come to his house just
not
yet. So kids, it's going to be a chilly one. Put your footy pajamas on and root for the Patriots during the bye week. But yeah, we're going to have some fun here today and we're going to prove if the Patriots can dominate the Giants without Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, we can dominate 2-6 without Stiz and Ted Johnson because Stiz is under the weather. I think we talked a little bit about it yesterday. He had a little sniffle, a little cold.
We quarantined him yesterday.
So it's more than just a little sniffle now, guys.
He's soft. Let's be honest. He's soft. Tree-hugging hippie soft. He can't handle it. He can't man up and go to work like the rest of us would and should. But Stiz, no, Stiz,
turn your radio off. You're catching strays.
And Ted Johnson.
You're assuming he's awake right now.
No chance he's awake right now. He went from the Dayquil to the Nyquil, would be my guess, and he's just going to sleep it off. And Ted Johnson celebrating his birthday with a trip to see the family, I think, in Texas. I think there is a rib tickler visit, the barbecue place, on his docket this weekend.
That's a key clarification.
Is it 26 degrees in Texas right now?
No, I don't think it is, but it's certainly cold in New England. I know. Yeah, I have a son at UNH that was bitching about 4 degrees. What the F is this? And some friends up in Portland, it was 2 degrees. I believe it was 12 when I got in my car today. But we're not going to bitch about the weather. We don't have time to bitch about the weather. We need to bitch about the Red Sox and Craig Breslow. Because Craig Breslow, who said he was only looking for pitchers that were higher than number 3 in the rotation this offseason. He said it, not me. He said 3-10, we're set. We're looking for a guy who can walk alongside our ace, Garrett Crochet, start a playoff game. Well, he went out and got Sonny Gray, and Fitzy, we talked about it. Is Sonny Gray a number 2 starter? What is Sonny Gray? Sonny Gray a 3? Is Sonny Gray a 4? Well, I can tell you what Sonny Gray is. He's better than Johan Oviedo, I think we're going with. Johan Oviedo is your newest Red Sox pitcher. It cost you the password. He also arrives with Tyler Samaniego and Adonis Guzman. Pirates get the password. And is it Jesus or Jesus? Travioso.
I'm pretty sure it's Jesus.
I want to call him Jesus. Anyway, let's focus on the signature part of the deal. You traded the password. He gone. Number 3 prospect in the eyes of some. A guy that I absolutely would have traded. I was all for trading him. You have too many outfielders. Whatever. We don't want to learn his first name. Go have success elsewhere.
Yo Stinkson.
But you traded him for Johan Oviedo, who his last 2 years, you know what that has totaled? A little post-August action last year. Tommy John surgery and then a lat issue that shelved him till August. And I'll give you just a little scouting report, Fitzy. I don't want to get into exact numbers. It's a simple scouting report. And Dan Ball, by the way, welcome to the big chair.
Good afternoon, boys.
You're not quite as big as the man who usually sits in that chair.
Spitting image.
So they make this move for a pitcher. After telling me they were only looking for needle movers, they were only looking for number 2 starters and guys that could start playoff series, for a pitcher who has upside, for a pitcher who walks a lot of guys, for a pitcher who Rob Bradford is like, yeah, I mean, he can be really good one start and then be really bad another start. What the hell are we doing? Should I just stop listening to Craig Breslow, Fitzy? Is that my problem? Did I listen to his words and did I take him at his word?
I don't know if you ever go out to dinner with somebody who feels like they either know the bar or the wine cellar of the restaurant that you're at better than the people that actually work there. So that, like, when the bartender says, like, oh, you're looking for a bourbon? Try this one. It's really good. Or if it's a fancy restaurant, anniversary dinner, and they actually have, like, a sommelier or a wine expert who says, try this. It's really good. And you're like, no. No, trust me. This one that costs a third of those, that's better. Honey, trust me. Let's get that. That's exactly who Craig Breslow is becoming. Craig Breslow is becoming the know-it-all at dinner who knows more about booze, more about the beers, more about the wines, and he is so much happier to go out and get a discount something as opposed to doing what all of us want, which is go get the top shelf. Go and get a familiar name. Go and get us something recognizable that we can use right now that is a familiar taste that we want and enjoy, and it is driving most of us crazy.
So, Dan Ball.
Yeah.
What the hell is Oviedo to the Red Sox?
He is another project. He is this year's Patrick Sandoval. He is this year's Lucas Giolito. Ugh. He is another guy that the Red Sox bring in what they think is a value add that they think they can throw into their pitching system and make more out of than the Pittsburgh Pirates were or the St. Louis Cardinals were. So he stands at 6'6". Yeah. He also, you can see Lou Maloney, he put this on Twitter as well. He's got an extension of over 7 feet, seven
Ooh,
foot four.
Big wingspan. He should play in the NBA.
Which is...
Yeah, what is Spanish for the unit?
Power forward.
Right, which he equated to Peyton Tolley, which is all fine and good. He, a couple years ago, had one of the better sliders in the sport, and you know how much Andrew Bailey loves sliders.
Ooh, spin it.
So they look at the secondary stuff and the frame of the guy and go, this is apparently, according to Bradfo, a guy who they think could become a, quote, top of the rotation arm. The problem is he walks 11% of his batters in his career, walked 15% of his batters this year.
Sweet.
And is once again just a kicking of the can down the road. I hate this, and it has next to nothing to do with Johan Oviedo being a member of the Red Sox. Could he eventually be somebody who is a bottom of the rotation starter? Maybe. But you're once again just trying to make too much work for yourself, Fitzy. Just add a guy, to your point, add a guy who you've actually seen perform well at the major league level. Invest your money, invest your prospects in guys who have done this before, and they continue to just, no, we're going to be smarter than everybody else in baseball. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the guy that nobody's talking about and nobody's thinking of. I'm so sick of it because they're doing it to us again this offseason.
But I like this wine. I just want to drink this wine.
Right.
No. Trust me. You're going to like this one. No. And even though our pal Gordo aggregated this for us, quote, they believe Oviedo can be the kind of top of the rotation pitcher that would cost a whole lot more than Garcia if already proven. Make no bones about it. They view Oviedo as far more than just a depth option. That's
I don't
Brad
care
Pope.
What they view him as. What is That's- he? Right? He, what is he? Cause I don't, he? Like, this is not a rebuild. I thought they told us they were a wild card team that was now looking to build upon what they established last year. If this were 3 years ago and you wanted to make this move, I don't know if I'd love it, but I could buy into they view him as. No. I can view myself as 6'4". I'm 5'9". It doesn't matter. The reality is this guy does feel like a project. He does not feel like a number two or a guy that's going to walk side by side with Crochet into a playoff series.
And he's just, he's another maybe. He's another could be. He's another possibly. We view him as. How many times in this regime have the Red Sox brought in a player who you look at and go, yeah, maybe. It's the same thing with Sonny Gray. Maybe he's not going to regress. Maybe he could be a number two starter if you maximize the secondary stuff and you limit it, you limit the fly balls. How many more times can you add somebody who you just don't know what you're going to get every day? The Red Sox lineup this year after the injury to Bregman and after you lost Roman Anthony was 9 guys who you showed up every single day and went, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that could be. Willy Abreu could be the best power hitter on the planet for a week and the worst hitter on the planet for a week. Same thing with Rafaela. Same thing with Duran. It's a bunch of guys who you just don't know what you're going to get. And that's why, for a month, the Red Sox will look like the best team on earth. And for another month, will look like a team that's in the middle of a rebuild because there's too many guys that you just look at and go, yeah, maybe someday.
So I feel like I'm playing more the role of Fitzy, who hated the Sonny Gray deal. I hate this trade for what it says, for what it brings, for what it sends. Because whatever you think of the password, he's a theoretical asset. An asset you could have included into a trade that brings Joe Ryan or whoever.
He's a top prospect.
For a significant upgrade.
If you were to offer Andy, let's say proverbially, you contact Minnesota and you say, I'll give you Toley, I'll give you Bayo, and I'll give you Campbell. And they're like, and you're like, okay, tell you what, you can also have the password. That gets you a two who's possibly a one with prime years to spare in a super, 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 super competitive AL East.
Okay, so here's where I can potentially spin it positive. If I really want to lean into my little gullible Andy side, I really want to try to stay optimistic, which I'm struggling to do.
I was going
to
say, is that guy even alive at this point?
He's dying on the vine. He is dying on the vine right now.
Okay.
But if I wanted to lean into the optimism, maybe what they're doing, it plays into what Fitzy just said. If you are planning on including Toley, Connolly Early, Brian Bayo, two of the three, in a deal to get a guy like Joe Ryan, well, you need a starting rotation.
You do.
And this could explain the addition of less desirable back end of the rotation guys. So if you tell me it's Crochet and then it's Sonny Gray, and then because Joe Ryan is added, okay. But if you tell me these guys are just your additions, if you've realized it's too hard, they're not getting Joe Ryan is no longer on the table, or other options that we've talked about that are out there.
Yeah.
The one caveat I'll say is if he's collecting arms to make up for the loss of arms that are going in a trade named Early, Bayo, and Toley. That's the only spin.
Right now you have Crochet, Gray, Bayo, Oviedo, Early, Toley, Dobbins, Sandoval, Harrison, Crawford, Uberstein, Perales, Strohan, and Sandlin. And that doesn't even include Tanner Houck. That's 14.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
14 pitchers. And the way that I would translate that is Garrett Crochet and a bunch of guys.
Yep.
You got one ace, and Bayo's has been better in years past. It looks like he's getting it together between the ears, but that's one number one starter and a bunch of guys who I go, if they were traded tomorrow, I would not miss them for
right,
a second.
Which is why when they acquire Sonny Gray, I said, if this is your Giolito replacement, okay,
perfect.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If this is your Walker Buehler replacement, ooh, love it. You've upgraded over anything you got from Walker Buehler a year ago. But if this is your pitching addition, this is your 2/3 or however, then I hate it. The other spin, Fitzy, that I could have, now, I don't know if this is even really a plausibility. Is this a guy that they say can be a bullpen arm? This whole super pen thing that they were talking about, if this is a guy that they think they can put and be a high leverage guy in the back end of the bullpen, okay, I would look at it differently. Still a projection, by the way. I still don't love that you traded the password for a projection. I don't love that idea. But again, that's not them trying to sell me on that this guy is a number two starter, because that worries me. Those quotes you read, Fitzy.
Oh, yeah. They think this guy could be much more than what he is. Oh, great. Oh, great. I don't care what you think. Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby, as Dante Scarnecchia would say, Fitzy.
He had a 3.5 ERA last year. The whip is a little high. I don't love the 1-2-1 whip.
Because he walks people.
Yeah.
15%.
That one out of every seven is not highly desirable.
Also hits people if you look to the 2023 season, led the league in hit by pitch.
Well, let's be honest. Some people deserve to be hit every now and again. Okay. So it's
Fitzy's
just
a parent. Take that for what it is.
It's just the God's honest truth.
Guy loves traffic. He'll love Boston.
Every now and again, a little beanball goes a long way. But, this is not reek of super pen. This is not reek of quick. Let's go collect some arms for when we empty the names 2-13 that Dan Ball just read a minute ago for a bat or a top tier starter. This reeks of, we're going to spend so much on those bats. And we keep hearing about, the Steve Phillips, the Red Sox are in two of these five names. If they're going to spend all that money on those two big bats, then they're going to try to value add their way up. You know, they're not going to go for the big prime dinner. They're looking at that Wendy's Biggie Bag $5 value. Like, how many fries and nuggets and free sauces can I get in this bag possible? That's who Oviedo is. He's going to be a 4 or a 5 starter on this team, and they are expecting Andrew Bailey once again to take canned chicken and turn it into like Coco Vin. Not talking chicken crap and turning it into chicken salad. We're talking chicken salad turned into like Coco Vin or like an expert gourmet meal. Good luck to you, sir.
Okay, so this is where the leaping off point I used for our poll today. At Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons, I said Red Sox fans, after trades for starting pitchers Sonny Gray and Johan Oviedo, how are you feeling about the team's approach to the offseason? Two options. You only get two. You don't get a meh. Everybody wants a meh. They always want a meh as an option. No. I'm not giving you the middle of the road option.
Want to sit the fence.
Right, exactly.
It's easy to do.
You get optimistic or pessimistic? Fitzy, what do you think is winning right now?
Pessimistic at 71%.
Nope. Optimistic at 53%.
What?
And it's actually come down. Early voting was optimistic, was in the high 60s, low 70s. It has come down now closer to 50-50. But optimism is still reigning supreme in Red Sox Nation, Dan Ball.
So apparently 53% of people must believe that the archetype that we were given at the beginning of the offseason, which is an impact elite bat, a complimentary bat, and then an impact starter. 53% of people must believe that the Red Sox haven't even begun to work on that list.
Yes.
Because if Sonny Gray trade is any more impactful than the fourth most impactful move you made this offseason, and the Oviedo deal is any more impactful than fifth, then you've had a failure of an offseason. So apparently 53% of people believe that the Red Sox haven't even really begun on the main course. They're still in appetizer mode.
I'm going to call that the Ted Johnson angle, because if you remember, I believe he said that Sonny Gray would be the fourth or fifth best move.
It has to be.
And if that's the case, we can look at this differently in a couple weeks, a month and a half, whatever it may be. If you want to load up and tell me the cost of pitching was just too much, so we decided we're just going to go buy bats. We're going to be good at pitching, and we're going to score a hell of a lot more runs. We're going to hit home runs. We're going to hit the ball out of the ballpark. We're going to go get Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, whatever it may be. That's an argument. We'll see. We were told you were going to build on last offseason, right? We were told you went and got an all-star closer. You went and got a starting catcher that we didn't know about, who's now part of your future and your foundation. You got a third baseman who was an all-star, and you got an ace. That's a really nice offseason.
No question.
We were told you were going to bring that same smoke, that same energy to this offseason. So far, does it feel like they're bringing that same energy, Fitzy, to this offseason?
No, it doesn't. But we have to give them 3 days, 72 hours for proof of life, because on Monday, the winter meetings begin. And as Bradfo told us last time he popped on our show, it's almost like nothing significant gets going until the winter meetings take place. It's December 5th. The winter meetings begin on Monday. They go through Wednesday. If the Red Sox exit the winter meetings without the foundation in place for one or two superstar, blockbuster, oh my blank goodness type of deals, then I will gladly take them to task the way that I know you guys are souring on them right now.
And you also have to take into context and consideration what's going on around you. The Blue Jays' first move of the offseason after getting to the World Series and losing,
what'd they do?
Was signing Dylan Cease to a $210 million contract.
Seems like a big move.
Not to say the Red Sox should have done that. That thing's going to age like milk. But it's adding an ace to a pitching rotation that already got you within a game of winning the World Series. The Yankees are getting Gerrit Cole back, and Cam Schlittler, our Boston boy, looks like he's emerging as a guy who can be a front-of-the-line starter. All of the teams around you that were already better than you last year are making more significant additions than you did. So the gap between you and the teams you're trying to hunt down in the American League is widening by the day, and this is what you're doing about it.
617-779-7937. How you feeling about the latest Red Sox trade? Did it move the needle for you? Are you remaining optimistic? Or is pessimism starting to set in Red Sox Nation once again? We do have a couple texts I want to read. One was a personal text. Ken Laird, Bossman Laird, is listening. He says Oviedo is ultimately going to be, I don't know if I can say that, so a bullpen arm. He's a Chapman protege. He's going to be part of the super pen. So that's an idea that I throw out there. We'll see.
The reporting after the deal is that he's being stretched out as a starter, so that is not the case yet.
Shot down, Ken Laird.
I'm just saying, good to hear from you, boss.
I'm also hoping that report is something that they're trying to leverage to maybe send him back out the door in another trade.
Then we also, because I brought up the idea that these guys are sort of replacements for Giolito and Buehler from last year.
Yeah.
So we have the 508. They didn't give up a top five prospect for Buehler or Giolito. They did for one year of a 36-year-old sucky Gray and projection Oviedo. So that'd be on the pessimistic side, I believe, of the voting right there.
Tend to agree.
617-779-7937. Let us know how you feel about the Red Sox. I know it's a bye week for the Patriots, and I know the Celtics had a massive win in a preseason game last night. They won by 45, but we're starting off Red Sox because hot stove is hopefully heating up. You also left out, Dan Ball, that I believe Kyle Tucker met with the Toronto Blue Jays at their Florida facility. So they signed Dylan Cease, and they're at least talking to Kyle Tucker.
It's okay. We got Sonny Gray, though.
Yeah, we do. We got Sucky Gray. I mean, Sonny Gray. Sorry. That was the text line, not me, Sonny. I don't even know you. I'm going to root for you. 617-779-7937. Fitzy referenced it. Up next, we got to talk about the bat side of the equation. The two bats they're going to go get. The list of five guys they are apparently targeting, according to Steve Phillips. They get two of those, and they get the right two of those. Maybe optimistic Andy comes back. We'll be talking about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
So what's trending? Steve Phillips, MLB Network. Also, you may have noticed Jackson's behind the glass today. We don't have our hip-hop or whatever rejoins that Stiz, R&B, more of a heavy metal tone to the rejoins. So, Jackson.
Yeah, we're just ready to rock today, guys.
Yeah.
He promised me some Christmas heavy metal rejoins.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that later in the show.
A little Trans-Siberian Orchestra, maybe.
You got my mind read there, Fitzy.
Attaboy.
Minds think alike.
And so do we.
So this is the transition. First segment, we're negative about the trade, Oviedo. We don't know where he fits. It comes on the heels of Sonny Gray. You're just collecting mediocre pitchers. Where blah, 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 blah.
I hate that this has to be the tone, by the way. I really do.
We don't set the tone. They do.
No, I don't want to live up to your sweatshirt and be a Grinch, but they are, yeah, they're setting it by making mediocre, lukewarm moves.
Okay, so they could change the entire view, the entire tone. Their heart could grow four sizes in one day if you bring in two of these five bats. Now, I have a preferred two, and I want to get into that.
Okay.
Because there's some lesser bats in here that I don't think are quite as sexy. First of all, can we all just agree we have no idea what Okamoto is? Because we've learned over the years that sometimes guys come from across the pond and they're the greatest baseball player we've ever seen and they reconfigure the way the sport is played. And sometimes they come across the pond and you're like,
That's it.
Yeah, correct. And for some reason, the Red Sox are never able to get the ones that change the game of baseball.
Sometimes they get a Yamamoto, sometimes you get an Ohtani, and sometimes you get a Dice K, and sometimes you get your guy who just still doesn't even really do anything on the Sox.
And I would say that if you get a Dice K, he contributes. He's not that he can't play Major League Baseball.
Yeah. 2 good years. He had one exceptional year, one or two good years, and
but not a needle mover.
No, 5 innings, 100 pitches, walk the tightrope every single time, but make 30
boring
starts.
Boring baseball.
Oh,
it was
my God,
more about selling T-shirts because of the legend of the gyro ball, which actually does not exist.
He also helped sell beers because people are like, well, I'm going to be here for 4 hours. I might as well drink because this is one boring outing by our starting pitcher. But you know what wouldn't be boring?
What?
Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso, who I believe the number off the top of my head is 34 home runs on average since he came into Major League Baseball, or Kyle Schwarber, you might be familiar with him. He had a cup of coffee cameo with the Red Sox. He hit a 50 last year, and no, I don't care that he hits left-handed. I'm fine with that. I'm quite okay with that. You can be imbalanced if you hit the ball out of the ballpark. Alex Bregman doesn't excite me quite as much because, for one simple reason, he was on your team last year. You're not upgrading. That's just, the status is quo, as Bill Belichick would say. And then Real Muto, okay, that doesn't really move the needle for me either.
Yeah, that's 5 out of 5 for me. I think of all that, you've added 4 catchers to the organization in like a month and a half, and you re-signed Connor Wong. So technically you added 5. So I'm good with Narvaez. Of all the things I want to upgrade, a catcher that's past his prime is not something that fits a list for me.
Yeah, 5 aces, 5 catchers. It's a bold right. strategy. We'll see how it works out for him.
Right. One of them's got to work.
Yeah. I mean, Narvaez worked out last year. So
that's true.
Throw a guy out there, you never know. So, Fitzy, I agree with that idea that this list kind of falls off, and if they get the last two, like just as they listed it, it goes Alonso, Schwarber, Bregman, Okamoto, Real Muto. If they get those last two, it doesn't really excite me because one of them I know nothing about, Okamoto. Like, I'll just wait and see, and then 2 months into the season, I'll be like, oh, they actually nailed it this time with an import.
It's another maybe.
I don't like maybes.
Yeah.
You know what's not a maybe? Pete Alonso.
You know how much he solves?
Everything. He maybe hits 50 home runs at Fenway Park. That's the maybe part of Pete Alonso.
Yeah, he does. No, Pete Alonso, a power right-handed bat, still in the prime of his career, coming to a place like Fenway. Should he stay healthy or not have an unfortunate midseason quad injury, there's no reason in the world why the guy shouldn't be hitting 45 bombs. And think about this. Even if you just start with Pete Alonso, the trickle-down and trickle-up effect of having a power right-handed bat like that in the middle of the lineup, everybody benefits. So not only do you get him hitting 40-plus bombs, but now other people are going to have to see better pitches because you don't want to have to face Alonso with 2 guys on and 1 out, Red Sox down a run.
And Kyle Schwarber, who we've seen can play here, and then we've seen can play in Philly, certainly.
Sure.
And we've heard the manager, who clearly was influential a year ago in bringing in Bregman. The manager is a big fan of Kyle Schwarber. I believe he borderline tampered this year. I don't know the rules of tampering in baseball. If that were football, I feel like there would have been like a late round pick that would have been docked for some of the love that he professed for Kyle Schwarber. So those two, to me, it's really just Alonso and Schwarber that can reinvigorate the optimism and the momentum of the offseason based on what they've done so far. It's one of those two. So don't give me 2 of 5. I don't like you watered this down. Give me 1 of 2. I have 2 very specific. All I want for Christmas is my 2 big bats. Don't do the Real Muto in the back end. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. So with the implication that you also have to re-sign Alex Bregman to get the water back to level, right?
I don't know about that. I've heard a lot of that floating around. I don't know that I feel that way.
Why?
I don't know that I agree with that.
Because
Marcelo Meyer can play third base. We saw he plays, I think, an elite third base from the small sample size.
Yeah, for the 50 games he plays, yeah.
Okay, the negativity from Dan
But
Ball.
Bregman only played 114 or 110 last year, so it wasn't exactly.
You want old and injury prone or young and injury prone?
I want more talented and more proven.
At this point, who's a better all-around player and who is ascending and who is descending and who will cost a ridiculous amount of money and who will cost nothing?
That's 17 different questions.
There's a lot of questions in there.
Is that market? I mean, honestly, is the market for Bregman really going to form the way that Boris thinks it is?
I would guess no. Not the way Boris thinks it is, but it's going to cost you more than Marcelo Meyer. And if you keep Marcelo Meyer at third base, right?
Okay, sure.
That opens up some funds. That opens up some opportunity to be more. Would you take Marcelo Meyer if it means Schwarber and Alonso? yeah. And no Bregman?
Yes, but where's everybody playing?
It's a fair question that I've pondered.
I know.
So we traded. It was weird. The Blue Jays were all over my guy, Yoshida.
Okay, yeah. So if you want to base it on something that's not going to happen, then yeah, sign both of them and your lineup is immediately stacked. Going from Roman Anthony to Kyle Schwarber to Pete Alonso, the three of us could hit 4, 5, and 6, and I'm fine with that.
But what about Tristan Casas? Damn, Dan, you forgot about me.
I didn't forget. I just don't care until he proves he's worthy of consideration.
We're going to have to either. He's not just going to languish in Worcester all season long. Like, he's either going to be part of the major league roster or he's going to be traded.
Well, yeah, but all that can figure. I don't know if he's physically going to be ready. They can tell me all they want. Oh, he stayed in Florida all winter and he's training and he's doing like. Okay.
Right.
He also suffered a massive injury, a very significant injury. So I'll wait till my eyeballs tell me he can step to the plate and swing before I even decide if he's baseball skill-wise part of the conversation.
And once he's there, what does it look like?
Yeah.
Is it 40 and 120?
It isn't. I can guarantee it isn't. I can guarantee that. So, now, is it 20 and 280?
Again, you got to see it. I got to see anything remotely close to that.
And how many errors is he going to make at first base? How many balls is he going to boot? And is that going to balance out?
So, Fitzy, here's what I've landed on. You need to acquire, in some varying form, two infielders. You need, I think you need a first baseman. And if you want to try to talk yourself into Schwarber being a first baseman, fine. But I think it's Alonso.
Yep.
You can pencil in Marcelo Meyer at either second or third. And I think you need to find a complimentary bat to either play second or third. Is it Bregman? Is it Jorge Polanco, whose name I saw last week? I don't know, but I think you're two.
Bo Bichette.
I think you're two. That'd be pretty sick. But I think you're two infield bats away. That's kind of what I've landed on.
Yeah, I see. I like if I'd love to re-sign Bregman, but I still feel like Boris is going to try to force a market where it may not even exist. So if you tell me that you can get Polanco and you can get Pete Alonso, I'm fine with that because Polanco hit, 26 home runs last year? That's still a lot more, I believe it's 26. That's more home runs than Bregman. Alonso gives you a massive upgrade as well. You can trade Tristan Casas for all the breakfast tacos you want. I'm fine, all set. That's still a better lineup right there. Now, you also have to make sure that Willy Abreu and Jaron Duran and Roman Anthony, and however you decide to sort this outfield situation out, those guys have to stay healthy. And are we even sure one of them gets traded, or like do they just rotate one of those outfielders in as a DH every now and again if you don't acquire enough bats? That option is technically still on the table for them.
I don't love that option. I still think there are going to be outfielders that are offloaded, so to speak. I don't believe you just mentioned another name, Christian Campbell. Where does he fit in this puzzle? That was a question. That was like, I don't know where he fits into this puzzle.
I don't think they do either.
And I don't know what his value is right now. That's the other thing.
It's not much.
I can't imagine. So the password, I know he had a cup of coffee, but he's still a legit prospect. Like, he's still a minor league ascending projection type player. Mm-hmm. Christian Campbell had an extended period in the big leagues where it's like, oh, should I be worried about what that period looked like? And I'm not saying that's who he is. He's forever going to be the guy that got sent back down. But some other teams probably look at that and worry that he's not worth that contract. He's not what the high-end, very initial part of the season was. So I don't know what his value is. And if you're only getting this for the password, what are you getting for Christian Campbell?
Well, in the biggest question that I think is a concern when you're having these trade talks, what position does Christian Campbell play?
Outfield.
Does he?
You beat me to does he by a quarter second. Like
I think you need to.
Sure about that?
No, but okay.
He's not a first baseman and he's not a second baseman.
Let me rephrase it slightly. What position has Christian Campbell proven he can play at the major league level?
None.
Okay, none. There you go, and there's your issue.
But I would like the convincing is he's an outfielder.
But like, did he look like he could play outfield?
I don't know that he looks like he can play anything. I don't even like his swing and his at-bats. I know people, remember when they were comparing him, an interesting little segue here because Jaylen Brown didn't play last night.
Right.
He was being compared to JB because there's a certain physical awkwardness to his, he's super athletic, but kind of awkward in a super athletic way.
Yeah.
But JB makes it work. JB, we're talking about MVP and all NBA, and we know he can score and play at the highest level and do all. I don't know that the awkward guy that did it in the minors can continue to look awkward and do it at the big league level. So, no, I have no confidence that Christian Campbell can play almost anywhere. But I wouldn't tell that to the other teams. I would definitely spin that a little bit differently. He'd be more in the, yeah, we have a Casas that's going to hit 40 and 120. We got this Christian Campbell. Boy, is he versatile. I mean, he's an outfielder. Don't get me wrong. He's proven he can play outfield, but he also has some versatility in modern Major League Baseball. The 207 says it should be Bregman and Alonso. Anything less is a bust. That's a bold statement.
If you're planning on legitimately competing for a World Series, which I am not convinced the Red Sox ownership is set on any longer, if you are planning on doing that, then yeah, that's the caliber of the two additions you have to have in order to be a serious contender. Anything less is you're accepting, I'm a wild card team who charges too much for tickets and beer again.
All right, we're going to continue to touch on this a little bit throughout the rest of the show. 617-779-7937 if you want to share your opinions on what Craig Breslow is doing this offseason, collecting guys who are not number two starters when he said he was only going to collect guys who are number two starters. Interesting approach, both verbally and then with his actions. But the Celtics played last night without Jaylen Brown. No JB, no problem. They blew out the Wizards. We'll talk about that next. And also, reminder, 3:30, our weekly chat with Mike Giardi. All that and more next on WEEI.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm feeling it, Jackson. I'm feeling it. This song's more entertaining than that Celtics game was last night. Good news is, I think when JB returns tonight, they're ready for the regular season to start. That last tune-up before the regular season was a good one last night, because that was a bad basketball game. That's a bad Wizards team. They didn't play people either, but...
Yeah.
Good Lord.
They suck.
I will say.
That's a Wizards team that makes you go, you know, maybe the NBA should consider relegation.
No, they're going for the depth in this lottery draft that is now five or six franchise players deep, if you believe the experts, so to speak. So you're going to get those players. This, if you look at the box score of this game, though, I believe it's seven guys in double digits. And I don't know if I've ever seen this. Now, I haven't really started paying attention to this type of thing all that often, but every Celtic was in plus, and I mean every Celtic, not every Celtic who started, every Celtic had a plus on the plus minus. So none of that, like, oh, you got in for the last 3 minutes and you guys gave up like a 10-2 run or something, so you have a minus eight in your minute. No. Every Celtic who played was in the positive of the plus minus.
Led by 25 minutes, 5 points on two or three from the field, and a plus 42.
My guy.
Baylor Shireman of all guys, right, Fitzy?
It's my guy. I'm telling you, watch out. The age of Shireman is upon us.
Come, Frodo, witness the Shireman.
He is legit. We've got, look at this. You got.
Whoa. Are you really going to say he's legit?
He's fine.
Okay, you know,
I like
you.
Him. I think he's got a sweet stroke.
Oh, you can like him. Oh, no. I would never question, but I have sort of given up. The funny thing is he's a plus 42 and he took three shots.
Well, yeah.
And you just said he's a shooter.
That's all you got to do.
He wasn't out there for cardio last night, but
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen, a lot of us could probably learn from him. Less is more. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But you got Simons with a plus 34. Ugo, the legend, and let's all remember it is Ugo. Anyway, Ugo, I go. He was a plus 23. You got Derek White. He had 30 points last night. This is big. This is a very big, and then a couple other guys with plus 20. Jordan Walsh also waking up and becoming a defensive menace and a plus level offensive player is a spectacular development for this team. But Derek White having two nights, consecutive nights, no less, and we'll see how it translates tonight, of 20 points or more is massive. Like, he may have just had a tough start to the season. If, like last year when he had the midwinter's swoon after their hot start, and that kind of derailed some of the momentum they had put together. If he just had a slow start to the season as everybody was trying to figure out where the puzzle pieces go and how long it takes to put them there and how long they should be there, this is a tremendous development for the team. I love everything that is happening for them, including an absolute waxing of a garbage G League team in our nation's capital as a tune-up for a big one tonight.
All right, now you want the wet blanket version of Andy for a second?
Nope, it was only a matter of time.
The Grinch version of Andy, the Grinch, the mean one.
Okay.
Jordan Walsh, I have this whole theory. There are starters and guys who start games. Just because you start doesn't mean you're a starter. And I think that applies to Jordan Walsh. I don't think he's a starting caliber NBA player on a real basketball team.
Well, I mean, last night that applied to three of the five starters you had.
No,
last
I
night.
Know. But he's been starting.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to JB saying he's a man. And Terps writing stories on WEEI.com about how he's settling in, breaking out. I don't know. The headline was something about it being real. This is who. He's a bench player who is starting. Can we agree on that?
But that's.
Yeah.
But, okay.
But,
yeah. But like,
to what end? What does that matter?
Yeah. That's just the reality. Like, you're playing with a lesser than roster right now.
Yeah.
And he is forced into that role, just like other guys have been forced. Minot earlier in the year, and the guys that have kind of rotated through those extra starting spots. But
and you're still 13-9, and only two games behind the 2 seed in the conference. Come on now.
You're up to the 5 seed.
And
that I like.
He's 21. You don't know that that's going to be the case by the end of the season.
That is true. I may think he's a verifiable starter by the end of the season. Right now, he's a guy who starts.
I mean, the odds are not in his favor.
I love how Dan Ball tiptoes into the negative.
Well,
he doesn't want to say he's not a starter or he's not good enough.
Yeah.
The odds are stacked slightly.
Always there are two,
him.
A master and an apprentice. Remember, Dan, only a Sith speaks in absolutes.
When I'm sitting next to you and you're wearing a Grinch sweatshirt, I feel like tiptoeing is usually my better play.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I just want to ask one question real quick. What is the best case scenario then for Jordan Walsh? Because to me, it's tuning him up to be whatever you need him to be off the bench if and when someone's tired, needs a spell, JB has a sore throat, load management.
Yeah.
But also, you know, on a regular night, when you've got your final rotation settled, and let's say Jordan Walsh is a bench guy, don't you think that all this extra time he's getting now is going to benefit him vis-a-vis defensive energy, defensive presence, energy guy, occasional points? Like, these are meaningful reps to somebody who doesn't necessarily merit starting time, but could be an asset off the bench or in crunch time for you down the stretch.
Absolutely. I think best case scenario, or maybe most realistic scenario, is he's a rotational regular season guy off the bench. Best case scenario might be he's a rotational postseason guy
off the bench. I think that's his upside, is he's still, he plays in the regular season, but you get to the playoffs, he's still part of your rotation
right
in that shortened bench area.
And I feel like that was one of the biggest challenges that you broke camp with this year, is you lost a lot of your depth. You lost Porzingis, you lost Holiday, you lost guys that were playing significant minutes for you. Who was going to be the next Sam Hauser? Who was going to be the next Peyton Pritchard? Did Shireman, did Walsh, did Why Not, Why Not? Do these guys that are young and kind of the next wave up through your system from the G League in, are some of them going to kind of recognize that sixth, seventh, eighth man in your rotation potential? And I think you're seeing it in fits and spurts from Shireman, and you're seeing it now in kind of a consistent stretch from Jordan Walsh, which is a good thing to see.
Celtics host the Lakers tonight at the Garden. JB will be back. LeBron is back, but he ended his streak. I'm going right off the top of the head here. He had single digits last night, breaking his double-digit scoring streak of 1,287 games. Don't hold me to that, but it's close enough.
Sounds pretty accurate.
So, yes.
Tonight, Luka Doncic, out, personal reasons. Marcus Smart, out, left lumbar muscle strain. LeBron James, doubtful and not expected to play with, something you can appreciate. Right sciatica.
Oh, the sciatic is acting up again. Right sciatica. But so the Lakers are treating this like a preseason game.
Guys, cautionary tale. If I remember correctly, last year the Lakers came to town more banged up than any of us after an office party or the morning of January 1st. And the Celtics were supposed to roll. Austin Reeves might have dropped 40 and the Celtics lost outright.
Well, guess what? That ain't happening on JB's watch. JB is back in the Celtics win tonight. 617-779-7937.
That's just unfounded nonsense.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock.
Who needs
three
a reason?
Hosts. We're going to have three-point stances. Mine may be related to, I don't know, Christmas, the holiday season, and telling you how you should feel about certain films and TV shows. That's up next on Fitzy's Side of the Street here on WEEI Afternoons.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.